Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
He had a setback. He was in the pit. He was in jail. And now he's in the palace. And Pharaoh puts him in the second in command. There's none greater in Egypt at this time other than Pharaoh. And then there's Joseph. Well, I want to encourage you today, no matter what you're going through, know that God is working it out for you. One thing I wanted to tell you, let you know, the Bible said, be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. So Joseph did not faint here. He stayed with the stuff, and he did what the Lord told him to do. You know, I heard a pastor put it this way. He says, your setback may be your setup for a comeback. Amen. Think about that. So the little setback that you're going through, God is going to put you in a place where He can use you mightily. Amen. Now about this particular, this is really good because you got to understand the nation of Israel, Jacob, they're going into Egypt because of the drought, but the Lord put Joseph there to protect Israel.
Amen.
So he saved much people alive. It was all in God's plan. If you don't get this, you better understand that God uses everything for His good, even the evil. So when it's happening to us bad, and we think it is, we got to trust God. Joseph continued to trust God in spite of it all. You know, if we sit back and look at it and say, man, all this stuff Joseph's going through, man, this is bad. But let me give you an example that was personal. You know, I worked for a corporate company. And then in 2006, you know, I thought I was a dog, you know, top dog. I was, you know, in charge of, had my own team making good money. Then one day the boss came in there and said, hey, your whole department's being laid off. I said, uh-oh. God said, hey, you trust me? Hey, are you going to continue to trust me? That was a setback.
Yeah.
But don't you know, that was the best thing that ever could have happened to me. During that time, I acquired so much money, I was able to pay off my debt and get out of debt.
Amen.
And then they brought me back and hired me as an employee. So my setback was a setup for a comeback.
Yeah.
I say, good Lord Almighty.
Yeah.
Before that happened, I wasn't saving a dime. Then when I saw that, some stuff going here, I got to start saving. Then I started saving. The Lord made a difference.
Hey.
And then another example is I had went up for a promotion and didn't get the job. They gave it to somebody else. Well, the person that got it, probably about a few months later, they did a merger. And then all that position that I was in was eliminated. I didn't get the position now. If I would have got the position, I would have been there. I would have been eliminated. But the Lord, you know, hey, I didn't get the position because He knew that that merger was coming and that position would be eliminated. So, man, I tell you, what I want to do is encourage you today, no matter what setback you're going through today, continue to stay faithful to God.
Amen.
People are watching what you do, and when they see what you're doing, they'll be able to give glory unto God. One thing I like about what Joseph said, every time Joseph interpreted the dream, he said, God will give you the interpretation. Not him. He said the interpretation comes from God. And we see that Joseph gives God the glory. Always give God the glory that's due His name. Because He tells us that He will share His glory with no one. Whenever you try to steal the glory of the Lord, watch out, because He's going to get His glory.
Amen.
So, that was, you know, that's it. That's my little short message today. I just want to encourage you that no matter what you think is your setback, God could be preparing you for a comeback.
Amen.
God bless. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.